Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show is all about everyone's latest obsession. I'm talking about female ejaculation. Does it exist? I'm also answering your emails about getting into kinky, a range of penis issues, and is porn affecting your sex life? All this more on this episode of Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening. But first, you know, I am always giving you the heads up on the latest and greatest in sex toys. So I've got to tell you what is new and exciting with OVO Toys. So they just wrapped up their 12 Days of OVO giveaway, which was a huge success. To promote the release of their brand new line of rechargeable vibrators, they were making battery-operated, now they're rechargeable, and they have the E5, which is their most popular rechargeable vibrator. I was at the shows this week, and they were like, this one is dateable. Swear to God. Because sometimes you pick a toy because it's a quick fix. The E5, so much to offer. You're not just going to hit it and quit it. You can operate it. It's got all these settings. You can operate it if you just want clitoral stimulation, internal stimulation. It's so cool. And you can try it a combination of sensations. So OVO's new sex toys are just hitting stores this week. It's hitting the shelves everywhere. And if you can't wait, get more information on their innovative product line at OVOLifestylesToys.com.
Look into his eyes. The eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Because there, you will find a wondrous amount of gifts. And those gifts are my information to you about how to have better sex and relationships. Videos, blogs, fun things, and all that stuff. Because I'm all about educating you in a good way, in a fun way. Like on my Facebook page and Twitter. And you should follow me in all those places. Instagram, Sex with Emily.
You're like the young...
Up?
You're the young, hot Dr. Ruth.
Yeah. I keep getting that, yeah. I mean, that's nice. It's
the young, hot, thin, non-accented Dr. Ruth.
I could do her accent. You put the penis in the mouth. No, that's she kind of talks that way.
It's German. Pretty close to that, yeah.
I met her once. She's like 4'10". I interviewed
what
her.
What did she say to you when you met her?
She was sweet because I'm Jewish. She's like really into the Jewish whatever.
Jewish?
Yeah. Most of the sex educators are Jewish. For some reason.
What is that? What's that all about?
I don't know.
I've
tried to explain. Like what?
They like the sponsors over there?
I don't know what it is. I think that we don't have a lot of hangups around it. And
like the schmegma that...
What are you talking about? Like circumcised?
I'm just trying to think of Yiddish words that I know.
We're just open. I don't know. I do know Yiddish words, but nothing's
like what else you know?
Moment.
What else you got?
I've got, oh my God, I've got...
Schlep. They like to schlep the penis into the vagina.
Schlep the penis in. It's like if you use all these sex toys, you got to schlep them in the house. And then, okay, what else do I know? I heard a really funny one the other day that was so... My friend used it. I was like, oh, kibitzing. So do you know kibitzing?
Kibitzing, yeah. You're kibitzing over there.
Yeah, so we're just like kibitzing, Revan.
That's what you guys were all doing 5 minutes ago. Kibitzing.
I love it. I'm like, let's do the goddamn show. I know. They're the best. So we were kibitzing. And then another one, do you want to hear... Okay, so when I was younger... Oh, people can watch us on Ustream right now. I mean, if you're watching,
Emily's
you can
topless.
Watch us.
Emily's topless.
I'm topless tonight because, you know, hey, I just anything to get more.
She needed the nips to breathe.
But what I was going to say is when my legs, like when I was a little girl and I'd be sitting on the couch and my legs would be spread open, like not like the naked spread open, but not like like a lady, like with my legs together across, my mom would say, look at you, you're ungespreit. And that means your legs are wide open.
So what's the ungus and what's the spreit?
I don't know. I can't break it down for you word for word, but it's like some kind of Yiddish iteration, and she might even be off about that. So how are you, Anderson? It's great to
I'm
see
good.
You, because we weren't here last week because I was attending a series of a bazillion
Yes, but before
sex
we move
events.
On from the Yiddish, so when you're receiving, for when a female is receiving the schwanz, the ungus spritz must be ungus spritted? Is
she that was what you're just saying? Saying I was, it wasn't ladylike.
She was saying that your legs were akimbo.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And I got it. This is my other favorite one. If you waste money on something... Like money down the drain. She says, Eiske farfene Geld. And Geld is money, I know. But it's like,
you don't know the you don't know the first part.
Eiske farfene Geld or something like that.
Is it like, that's,
it means you threw money down the drain. What a waste of money. Okay,
that's very un-Jewish.
Jewish
okay, go.
Okay, so Anderson.
Oh, yeah, you were at
She.
You were at AVNs or whatever.
Oh, my God. So last,
awards.
It was friggin' insane. The last like 12, I realized like the last 14 days I've had sex related conferences every night. And I know that sounds super exciting. And some of them were the porn awards. But I have to tell you, it was nonstop every night because some of it was like business. So I'll tell you how it all broke down. Okay. So because January is the big month, right, for like sex conferences and porn awards. And when I say sex conferences, it's like all the toys and the products. And so I had XBiz, which is the XBiz.com. They're like the trade journal for all the sex industry. They had a big dinner, right? So they had a dinner for a lot of executives in the sex world, which is myself. I'm an executive.
Do they get cute with the menu or do they just serve straight chicken and beef?
They said chicken and beef. But so guess who hosted the after party?
Ron Jeremy.
He was there. Our buddy, Mr. Skin.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So usually I go to these things. I'm like, I have a huge week. I've got, you know, not only did I have a conference 2 days before that, which I don't even want to tell you about because it was just, there's too much to talk about tonight. But I had my She conference. So anyway, I'm like, I'm not going to stay. You know, I want to see Mr. Skin, say hi. And sometimes these parties seem like they're going to be, it was at the Andaz Hotel rooftop. It's like in West Hollywood.
It's on,
a pool.
It's on Sunset,
Sunset
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like after the dinner, it's like people are going, you know, a lot of people kind of, and you'd think people in the industry, everyone's kind of crazy, wild, but people are executives, like selling toys and doing their things. And then all of a sudden, Mr. Skin's thing starts. And there's like naked women, like, you know, he owns
Naked
News. Wait a minute,
go back. What's the Mr. Skin thing
so
starts?
So it was an after party. So we have a dinner from 7 to 9. It was like a very formal dinner. And then it's a Mr. Skin party. And he shows up. It was great to see him. And then like they put up all these, you know, like posters and like all these like movie posters of like, but really it was like Mr. Skin's face in it and you could pose next to different celebrities. And then there's a whole outdoor area where there was all these by the pool, but there was all these covered up lounges so you could easily like tuck in there and like people were like, there was porn stars. So people started coming in droves.
Were
like,
people
I thought
banging around
people
the corners?
Were having sex. There was
they?
Like girls going down each other. There was bondage. There was porn. There was male porn stars, female porn stars. A lot of guests that have been in the show, like Mia.
Wait
a minute. Bella, do you remember her? She's like transgender.
Yes, I
porn
do
star.
Remember her, yes.
Male porn star. She's like, let's see if he's really that big. She like grabbed his penis. I mean, it was.
So they're at an after party.
Yes.
And they decided to all go to work. That'd be like going to a plumber, big, you know, plumber bash. And then they get to the party and they're all in the bathroom, like working on the pipes.
Exactly. Right. Because you think that why? Because like why would they come to a sex? Because you think they do that
because
all the time?
Because it's like why do they got to do work stuff? It's because like they're off work. They're supposed to be partying.
They
should be banging.
They were partying. They're porn stars.
But that's
they're
work
banging.
To them.
It's not work to them always. Apparently they do like sex. And it's funny that you. So that was that first night, and I ended up staying till 2 a.m. So every night I was going to go home early, but every night there was a fun party. So that was the first night, Mr. Skin. Of course, I'm like, okay, crazy.
I do love that guy.
And I did invite my friend who's kind of like straight up and never been to anything. I'm like, I think because I'm sitting there going, this is actually kind of a good party. And not just because people – but there's like you'd walk in one room like people are having sex. But then not like it was a sex party and they were outside. It was private. But then inside there's like people doing bondage and just people dressed up crazy. It was just, you know, porn, fun stuff. But then – funny you should mention that about the plumbers because the next night was the XBiz Porn Awards, right? And I was presenting – so those are like huge awards. It was at some hotel downtown. And I was presenting some big Marriott. I think it was the Marriott or something.
Some big hotel downtown, you said. Okay.
Some big hotel. And these are the awards for, you know, there must be 1,000 people there. These are also the XBiz Porn Awards. And so I was asked to present an award.
Which award?
I was presenting the award for best sex toy of the year and also like most innovative design of the year.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then I got to go up on stage with another porn star who's like the MILF of the year porn person. And it was just really funny. And James Dean was the host. So I was backstage with him.
He's a surprisingly normal, nice guy.
He's like a nice Jewish guy from like the Valley. He's super cool.
Got a big giant schwanz.
And I have to say that, and then not the MILF that I went up on stage to present with, but later on I was talking to this MILF. She was nominated for like 5 awards with her husband. And they were full on like we were talking for a while. I was really interested because she was nominated for so many awards. She's like, and then he starts rubbing my leg, and I think they were trying to have a threesome. But I was like,
probably.
I'm not into it. Got to get up early.
Usually just rubbing someone's leg when you
it
after
was awkward.
Them.
I'm like, so you guys are swingers? Okay, got to go.
What were these MILFs' names?
You know, I wish I could remember.
I bet your listeners will know who they are. Some
God,
of them.
God, the blonde. You know what? It wasn't even her real name.
It wasn't the Nailin Palin bitch, was it?
No. Oh, God, you guys, I'm so sorry. I'll tweet it out. What her name was. Okay, so here's the thing, though. Oh, but the best toys that was exciting on stage, got to give them away, to... Best toy for men, Fleshlight. I was honored because you know I love the Fleshlight. And then the Revel Body, which is this really cool new toy that – you know the Sonicare toothbrush?
Oh, yeah.
So it uses that technology, and it's like an orb and has like a suction. And like you can put it underwater and like sucks on your clit, like providing you oral sex. But you can use it in all these different ways. And it was cool. And it won. And that was fun.
Retrieve golf balls if you're –
exactly.
You
could train it. So that was like super fun. But I had to go home early because I had to
What do these awards look like? What are the statues
look like? Oh, you got like a big statue. It's glass. It has your name on it.
Is it classy looking?
I mean, you know, it looks phallic, but that's appropriate.
You could have used a Fleshlight on it? Could you have?
You could have used a Fleshlight on it. Sure, you could have used a Fleshlight on anything. And I met Mr. Fleshlight.
There is a Mr. Fleshlight.
Yeah, his family started. I mean, I met him once before, but it was just really cool to like meet all my like Fleshlight people and all the vaginas that are molded as Fleshlights. But here's the best part. So it's this huge conference, right? And like, you can tell there's like people. And meanwhile, the red carpet, it's every porn star you've ever heard of. And it's like miles long to get on the red carpet. So afterwards, I'm leaving because I really do have to rest for my big conference this weekend. I get down. I'm going down the escalator. It's a big escalator with my friend Michael from Crave. He makes the vibrator necklace that I love, the Vesper. So we're going down the elevator. And then he's like, well, let's just go in here and talk real quick, get a drink. And there's a convention going on. A bunch of dudes. It's called the Beaver Convention. And I saw the sign when I came in that said Beaver Convention. And I'm like, is that a play on porn convention? I don't know. But it turns out it's for contractors, like construction workers, contractors. And so they're all like from Dallas, like a bunch of white guys. Like, and they thought I was a porn star because I was dressed kind of slutty. And I came in there with my friend and not like they assumed like, are you part of the – we hear there's a convention going on. And they were all freaking out. And I gave them like my red carpet and they go upstairs and they were watching all the women. They were like – it was the best thing they'd ever seen because they're like at a freaking construction convention called the Beaver Convention. That to me was hilarious.
That's pretty great. I bet a lot of people made a mistake and went into the Beaver Convention.
Well, the Beaver – at first I literally – I was like at a crossroads. I'm like Beaver Convention, porn roads. I don't know what to do.
But real quick, fuck all those guys. How about that? They're all in there laughing and talking about how they rip everyone off. Oh, yeah. And then I tell them 2 weeks, but really, I know it's going to be a month and double.
Totally. I mean, they're not the kind of guys I want. I do that, too.
No, that was the guy talking to his
buddy. No, totally. But they were just saying it was like their best night of their life because there's a porn convention. Okay, so then the big thing was the She Conference. You know, I've been talking about it for months. She Sexual Health Expo.
How'd it go?
So that was – it was really cool because it was the first of its kind expo for – I go to these things, it's like not open to the public, but this was for, you know, I've talked about this for weeks. People can come in off the street, learn about sex education, taught by sex educators. It was going to be 2 days. It was 2 days at the Sofitel. So
good
they
turnout.
Asked me, amazing. Here's the thing. They expected like 400 to 500 tickets. 2,000 people showed up. So if that doesn't show you how many people are like craving for sex education.
Shows you the power of M, I think.
Of me. I did bring a lot of people in. Mm-hmm. It's true. I was on Kevin and Bean morning show and talked about it the morning.
Never heard of it.
Okay. So anyway, the best thing was that, the seminars were packed, the rooms, it was crazy. People sweating. I mean, there was sex toy booths everywhere. I mean, you know, like cool things. And people were like, I want to learn. And it was very inspiring and empowering because my favorite part of it was that I don't often get to meet, like remember your After Disaster live show?
Yeah.
I was so impressed at the improv. You sold out. People were like buying your T-shirts. Like, you know what I mean? You get
lining
to meet the
fans. Up for autographs. Yes, they were lining up for autographs.
I don't go out that much. Like, I'm like in the radio. I'm home working. Like, it's not because I like have.
It's
social
really cool
anxiety.
To meet the people
yes!
that support you.
So
yeah.
I met all these fans who were there because I had a meet and greet. It was just so cool, and there were so many people that came in just to meet me and to go to the conference because they heard about it. And I must have met like 5 different women, which was interesting. Who were like. One woman was like, you know, I was driving in the car listening to your show, and I thought I wanted to be a physical therapist always, but then I realized I want to be a sexologist. Like, how do I do what you do? There was like 5 women who were like, I want to do what you do. And I think that's interesting to warn them and tell them not to do it. I'm like, well, you won't make it. No. I said, yeah, go for it.
Enough with the competition. Get
out. No, you know what? I'm so supportive of anyone who – we need more sex education in this world. So I feel like, you know what? Good for them. And that was amazing to me.
Good looking crowd over there?
Really good looking crowd, not sketchy crowd, not creepy crowd, like a high end crowd who was just like, yeah, I want to learn about this stuff. This is hot. And so, and then I had an Emily and Tony booth there. So people, here was another thing that was great. Oh, first, back up. Got to meet my fans. It was really cool. I love them. And then also, it was funny because you realize they really listened to the details. And Madison was there. You know, Madison, assistant producer, she was there.
Who's Madison?
You know Madison. She works for me. She's my assistant
producer.
She's
sitting behind me. Yes.
And then people were like, oh, and Madison, you told that great story about the fleshlight. Like, they were so specific and they knew it. And it was a good time. So then we had Emily and Tony Booth. And the best thing is, I've been talking about my candles and my down under comfort for so long. But until you experience it, you know, it's the kind of thing like I'm trying to explain to you guys.
Very hands on. Yeah.
But people freaked out. They loved it. We sold candles. The whole thing was amazing. And
people
I have to
slid
say
right out of there
that my people's candles. Madison and Kimber and my intern, Juliette, like I have the best team ever and I rocked it. And I just have to say that it was very gratifying and it made me very inspired and have a renewed passion for what I do.
Very nice. Emily. Thanksgiving was 2 weeks, 2 months ago.
What happened then?
Well, no, you're just thanking the people around you like people do but around the holidays.
But I love everyone. I'm more thankful.
No, they're
now.
Great. They're very,
but
very pro positive.
Into
I
the
like
new
these
year.
People.
Mm. Okay. Also.
And Ruby as well.
And Ruby.
Ruby's,
oh my God.
Ass.
Ruby kicked ass. Yeah. Ruby always kicks ass. But she wasn't at the conference, but she kicked ass prior to the conference. She did everything.
Do they like take one for the team? Like if there's like a stalker type listener fan there that really wants to bang you, will they take them
there
away?
There was a stalker there.
Will they take them away and they'll
yes,
service them?
There was a stalker there when I first walked in and he was like, I was on CBS News. They're doing a big piece on it. And he was like, you're Emily? Like he was kind of stalkerish. And then a few people pointed out that he'd been there like all morning.
Waiting for M?
Yeah. So we kicked him out. No, I don't know.
Was it Rune, our videographer?
I think it was Rune. Rune was there.
Rune was there?
Rune was there, yeah. I feel like I've been talking about this for way. I could tell you guys so many more funny stories, but I had to give out the awards, another award show, and Rune was there for that performance.
What was the award that you gave out for the other award show?
It was the She Awards. So they also had an award show, and I gave out the awards. I was presenting them all.
All of them. So
well,
like what kind of awards did they give out?
Okay, so like the best, again, sex toys, sexpert, like best sex educator, best lube, best new product, best technology, you know, all that stuff.
Did you slip in like and best lube goes to Sex with Emily's,
yeah, exactly.
Sex and Tony and Emily's
I know,
lubricant.
We don't sell our lube though.
Why not? It's
because
so good.
I know. I you know, I got a bunch more for you. Because we
yes,
can't, it's a long
more.
Story why I can't sell right now. But you know that the magic wand won for best toy. Not a surprise. And Jeju, you know I love my Mila.
You love your
Jeju,
Mimi.
They won for best design. So it was pretty cool. And then I got to, but I had to. What happened was some of the people who won awards weren't there, so I had to be like, oh, magic wand, congratulations. And then I jumped in and they were like, how do you feel about it? We feel great. People love it. And I was like playing two people.
Oh, you were like actually
yeah,
presenting
like,
for other people.
Yeah, I was like pretending I was them, accepting the awards. It was a good time.
Did you take, so you have like 9 awards on your mantle at home now.
I do. No, I didn't get any of them is the truth. But, it was a good time. Rune was there. Yeah. And Lindsay, not you, but that's cool. No, none of my friends. No, a few of them.
I couldn't. You know how busy I am right now. I'm sorry.
I don't
sorry.
Give a crap.
Wow.
Yeah, we're moving studios. This is a big deal.
Yeah, this is the last night. That,
this is the last night. We're in the Loveline studio. Oh, and I had a listener ask me. He said, you always say you're on Loveline. I listened to the podcast, and I didn't hear you in them. And so everyone knows I'm on Thursday nights, which is the Friday podcast.
Yeah,
for
it's
Loveline.
The one that actually I put it up Monday.
Monday. Oh,
Sunday night at 11:58.
Okay, so it's the Monday podcast of Loveline if you want to hear it. Great. People want to know. And this is our last night in the studio, and we're going to have a new studio. Okay, so I've got some sex in the news and some emails. First, one more thing. I'm just going to keep cutting myself off. We had a huge giveaway over the holidays called the 7 Days of Pleasure. And people keep emailing me like, do we win? We did a video. It's posted 2 weeks ago on my website, sexwithemily.com, and you can see I list all the winners, and you can see if you won, email me, name, address, all that stuff. Okay, now on to sex information, because I know that's why you're all here, and wow, I've been talking a lot. Okay, I mean, I always talk a lot. Okay, women across the internet defend their orgasms with #NotPee. Have you heard about this whole squirting debacle debate?
Yeah, her squirting's like really big right at this moment.
Well, squirting's a new anal. I've been saying that people have been
squirting's been around for a long time.
No, it's been around for a long time, but porn has made it this thing that 10 years ago when I started the show, it was all about anal sex, and now it's all about squirting. However, listen to this study. A recent study published by the Journal of Sexual Medicine claims that there's a difference between female ejaculate and squirting. Female ejaculate comes from the skin gland in the vagina, while squirting is just pee. Women all over the internet have been outraged and have started the #NotPee. They feel this study is embarrassing women who squirt. These women are afraid to let go and orgasm because they think they are urinating. The study is not helping them, and the study was done with only 7 women, so it's suspect. Here's the thing. Seven women does not a study make. That's like me talking to like seven of my girlfriends at dinner and like publishing like a journal, something in the journal. Oh, you guys all had sex last night? That means that seven out of seven women have sex on a Tuesday night. Stupid. Okay. So the story has been blowing up the internet because everyone's talking about it and, you know, it's controversial. And there's always been a debate about it. There might be traces of urine in it, but it is different. It's like the male prostate gland. It's the skene gland. What, you know, people are just like, and my thing is, well, I'm going to get into my thing in a minute because we actually have an email about it, coincidentally, that I'm going to tie into this. Watch this. Hi, Emily. Just wanted to say I love your podcast. I listen on iTunes all the way in New Zealand. My question is, when I climax, a large amount of liquid comes out and I feel anxious about it when having sex. And although the sex is good, I won't let myself climax because of it. I recently read an article that it is urine and now I feel even worse about it. Please help me. Is this normal? Thanks, slightly embarrassed female. Okay, so this is the concern that women are now like, oh, it's hot. My boyfriend, I think it's hot. You know, no, it's there's nothing wrong with some liquid coming out. You know, you have to be with someone who's comfortable with it, who finds it a turn on as well. If there's someone that you're with and you're like, oh, he doesn't like it, the sheets, he thought it was, then don't be with that person. If it's something that, because it feels different. It's not like we're like, oh, I'm pissing on this guy. I mean, just because there's traces of it, there's no reason why everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm not into squirting anymore, right? And so I feel like don't stress on this, my friend from New Zealand, because if it feels good to you, again, you got to be with a partner that supports you. And here's what you got to say. Ready? Women should not feel self-conscious about it. If you're like, and like 10 to 54% of women squirt, okay? So tell your partner next time, hey, you know, if you're embarrassed or you're like, oh God, I'm worried about it now. Just, hey, guess what? This is something that happens to me from time to time. And it, you know what it means? It means that our sex is that amazing. And so let's throw down some towels and throw it out.
But no one actually has been upset with her, right? She's just speculating.
She's worried. Yeah, but
yeah,
I mean,
this is so funny because we hear this all the time on Loveline as well. And it's if women only could, I guess you guys have heard it, but just believe us that if the more you produce, the better. There's not a guy out there, except for the occasional like freak germaphobe. Most guys are looking for squirters. They want you guys to do it, but all of you across the board think that it's a bad thing.
Well, first of all, people already were concerned about it, but now this study, this study that I think has no validity is saying it's pee.
Well, there's seven full people.
Yeah, seven full women said partially it was urine. So, you know, even if it was urine, you're not going to die. No one's going to die from being peed on.
Urine's sterile.
And it's true. And it's always, you know, been known to have partial urine in the female jacket. So it's a lame
study. I'm sure that semen has partial urine in it, you know?
Exactly. Well, I don't think so.
I'm sure it does.
But why is there a debate about female sexuality by men is what I want to know. Like, you know, they always want to know, like, is the G-spot exist? You know, is it a clitoral orgasm? Are we really squirting or not? I mean, who cares? We don't sit around and go, was that really pre-com? We should study. Maybe that wasn't pre-com. Maybe it was pee.
Like, maybe it was pee.
But see, these are – it just pisses me off. Like, let us just take care – if we're all having a good time, why the hell do people care? Let's spend your money like curing cancer. Thanks. That's how I feel about that. Okay, back to sex in the news. What? How do you feel about it?
No, I think it's ridiculous. I think the fact that there's so much time and energy and money is spent.
I mean, Dr. Drew talked about it on HLN. I'm going on his show tomorrow on his radio show to talk about it. Like, people are freaking out.
It's just the way that the news is set up. It's just the flavor of the day, and everyone's going to talk about it for a week. They're going to forget. They're going to move on and talk about something else.
They're just going to keep on squirting on.
Uh-huh.
Keep on keeping on.
Pisses you off. I get it.
It does.
I get it.
Okay,
it pisses you off.
Okay, it pisses me off, people.
We had a squirter in here who she squirted all over Mike.
Joanna
afterward.
Angel,
yeah.
Let me tell you about that.
But I was in that room and I was shooting the video and I heard her say to her friend, oh, thank God I have to pee right before.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that was pee.
Joanna Angel wants to come back on and do it again.
So it was
called like the squirtathon or something. And Mike was wearing, this was a few years ago, and Mike was wearing like goggles.
It was so like radio.
But then goof. Drew was like, yeah. Oh my God, we can't put
Drew
this on the
like,
radio.
I need to leave.
But then Joanna, I saw, so Joanna Angel has a new line of toys by Kink Lab, I think. Oh, I want to get this right. Can someone look this up? Joanna Angel's new toys.
Do a little fact check for you.
She gave me the coolest, like she's this bondage gear. It's got like a whip and like it's really high end, beautiful stuff. Bondage, like restraints, a whip, a paddle, a blindfold, and she gifted it to me, which was so sweet. So everyone, if you like Joanna Angel, she's been on the show a bunch, and go buy her toys because they're cool. I have to find someone to use it with, but it's on my list. Okay, sex in the news. Women on top is the most dangerous sex position, more scientists conclude. Seriously, can we cure other things here? Scientists claim the cowgirl position is responsible for half of the penile fractures during sex. Next most dangerous is doggy style at 29% of penis fractures. The least dangerous, of course, is the boring missionary. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't have to be boring. With 21% of boner breakers, men on top helps the man control the movement during sex and minimizes the risk of breakage. Women on top has women with all their force on the penis, making it more likely for more breaking. Whatevs. How many penises are really getting broken a year? And a lot of women are more likely to have an orgasm if they're on top. Does this mean that people are going to stop having sex on top now? What? Really?
I'm knocking on wood as I say this.
What?
But yeah, most people who are breaking their penises over there, they don't know how to do it. They're being too vigorous, and then you gotta calm down. That being said, I really hope I don't break mine. I've heard it's incredibly painful, and I can see how it happens.
Honey, I hope you don't break yours, dude. I hope no one listening.
But most people that break it, I think they're just getting way too into it, and they're thrusting, they're jackhammering, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it pops out, and then it pops in a weird angle or hit something else, and the next thing you know, broken.
Yeah.
But it's not, and a lot of people, you'd be surprised, Emily, how many people think there's actually a bone in the wiener.
Right.
There's not.
No, but you can
fracture it. Most animals have a bone in their penis, right. But not the human man.
And it's funny because we call it boner,
mm-hmm.
Which is my favorite word.
It gets
word.
Hard as a bone. But,
it does
yeah.
get hard as a bone sometimes. we hope. Okay. Condom purses promote safe sex and break down stereotypes. So, okay, this reminds me of a funny story. So there are these condom purses, right? So remember we've been talking for few months about how, like, do women carry condoms? Do they not? Why don't they? Like, you know you're going to have sex with someone, but women don't want to be seen as, you know, whatever, forward. But I think I think this is brilliant. Like, why not have condoms with you? Because you know you're going to get in the moment and you're like, oh, I don't have one. Oh, I don't have one either. Let's just do it. And you're drunk or whatever. You should always use protection. People, I feel like they don't use enough protection. And I feel like condoms are an easy thing to throw in your purse. And now there are condom purses. But the funny thing was the other night after Kimber and Madison, who work with me, my loves, came to my house and we were having dinner. And I was going to have sex with someone. And I was like, oh, God, I don't have condoms. It was after dinner.
Wait a minute.
This guy that I have sex with sometimes.
Okay. Well, so was that a scheduled sex date?
Well, it was more of like, let's hang out.
Because it sounded like it was going to be either Kimber or Madison, the way that you set
that
the
I was
going
to have sex with
we're
them.
We're all in my house. We're having dinner. I'm about to have sex with someone.
Oh, God. I'm jumping around. No, we were all talking. We were hanging out for a few hours. We had dinner. We were laughing, having a good time. And then this guy that I knew I was going to hang out with.
What time did he – oh. It wasn't like
8:30,
11 o'clock, and he started texting you.
No, we're friends. Like, I knew we had plans, FWBs. And I knew that he was out of condoms because I provided – so I love these condoms. They're called Skin, SKYN, and they're not latex. They're polyisoprene, and they if you have latex allergy, but they're super thin. And their whole thing is, like, next to wearing nothing, but it really does feel that way. But it's strong. It's not going to break. So anyway, I was like, you guys – I don't have any condoms. And they're like, what do you mean you don't have any condoms? I'm like, because they did Lifestyles, who owns Lifestyles and Skin, sent me I have 1,000 condoms in my house, in my office, but none in my house. I'm scavenging around. I don't have condoms. So I had to bring some home from the office. And now they're in the front seat of my car. I thought it was a funny story. What? Are you confused that I don't have condoms?
Yeah, I don't know why you want to just
because
bring
I think
like
I brought them
home.
All. No, because I think because I did, and then I brought them all because when I moved to my new office, I brought them all there. I just
you
usually
know what
I don't have
do.
Sex in my house. I have other people.
Here's
house.
What you got to do: what? Your front door at your house.
Yeah.
With your Russian landlord, you got to just plaster condoms like all over your front door, like decorate it like wallpaper.
That's not a bad idea.
It'd be kind of cute.
Used condoms?
No, not used condoms, Emily.
Okay, so this is the whole thing about the condom purse is that you're about to get lucky. Are you covered? World's AIDS Day, which happened on December 1st,
that's a terrible day.
As a reminder that carrying and, of course, using condoms can be a life-saving decision. So fashion designer Maggie Kervick and Lifestyle Condoms want to show you that being protected can be fashionable, too. So they teamed up for a line of vinyl bags made to look like Skin condom wrappers, part of the I'm Covered – oh, Skin. See, they love them. I'm Covered campaign. So I'm just saying it's a great conversation piece, and women, you should carry your goddamn condoms, and so should guys. Okay, when we come back, we're going to dive right into your emails because I love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. But first, a word from my amazing sponsors. Okay, everyone. One of the reasons you're able to listen to Sex with Emily for free twice a week is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. That's goodvibes.com. It is your one-stop shop for any sex toy because they carry all the best brands. They don't carry that BS stuff that could, like, blow up your vagina and it's not really good for you. They vet and carry the best ones. And for Valentine's Day, which BTW, it's coming up. It creeps up on you. And so they are going to have lots of deals going on. And they also have great gifts for couples and packages. And I just think for Valentine's Day, like, yeah, get her flowers, do whatever, get him a tie, but get something sexy. So they have the Vibratex Girls, which are a great gift. They come in a leather pouch, the Dahlia for extra G-spot stimulation. And I have an announcement to make. This is a big one. Hold on to your hats. They gave me the honor at my conference, at the She Conference, of announcing some big news regarding the magic wand that you plug into the wall, the Cadillac of all sex toys. This spring, the magic wand will be going unplugged, no cord, no limitations, just intense pleasure anywhere, anytime, and it's rechargeable. I'm so excited. I screamed when they told me.
What kind of scream? Was it like a...
I was like, oh my God! And then we came up with, we're going to do hashtag magic wand unplugged. So look for more information about that. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibrations banner, and you'll see my store, my favorite toys, and coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off.
What's GV for?
Good Vibrations.
Oh, of course. God, I'm
so done. So go to my website, click on the banner, or just go to goodvibes.com, GVEMILY20. That's what I got to say about that. And any other questions?
That's pretty great. I didn't even know they were plugged in.
Dude,
so that's pretty great.
Oh, you don't? Okay, so it's plugged in the wall, and it's a whole thing. That's what, when I accepted the award for them winning at the show, and I was playing both parts, I'm like, well, congratulations, you know? And they were like, yeah, we're really proud. I'm like, you know what? I had a nightstand once, and I had to drill a hole in the back of it. I literally did this in San Francisco. Plugged it so it was always plugged in.
Where'd you get the drill?
You know, it was some dude I was dating, and he did a very bad job. He, like, ripped half off.
He was probably pissed. You're like, can you plug in my robot boyfriend while you're here? Hey, wait, so you're on stage doing the two-act thing?
Yeah.
That's pretty
funny. I don't know. Rune was there. He could tell me if I was making a fool of myself or not. It was really impromptu. I didn't know the winners weren't going to be there. But luckily, I knew enough about the toys to just...
He said you killed it.
Oh, Rune! He's just saying that. I love you, Rune.
I was just saying that.
I actually really did kill it. Okay, let's get into some emails here from the people that we love. So thank you for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love it. Dear Emily, my wife of 7 years has always been very conservative in the bedroom. Recently, I brought a vibrating penis ring to spice things up a little. She had never used a vibrator of any kind before, and she loved it. Now I think she's addicted to it and suggests using it every time, which is fine by me. I love the increased pleasure she gets from it. Also, you discussed a penis extension toy that you gave as a gift in a recent episode, and I've been thinking of getting one. The thought of her experiencing something bigger is exciting to me, and I think she'll enjoy it as well. My only concern is that she may like it so much that going back to just my penis will be less than satisfying. Do you think I'm opening a can of worms by introducing her to a bigger experience? Thanks, Mike. Okay, Mike, here's the deal. I love to hear that you and your wife have 7 years. You're opening it up. You're trying new things, and she's been conservative. This is great. She's not addicted to the penis ring, okay? And the thing is that I really hope we've come this far. That, again, 10 years ago when I started, I always had to preface every talk about the sex toys. Or like, no, guys, don't worry. She's not going to leave you for her vibrator. You know, it's fine. It is an enhancement. It adds to the experience. So while she likes having sex with you, it's like putting sprinkles on your sundae or something. It's like, why? You just have the whipped cream and the chocolate sauce, but you're like, oh, that's really good. So it's not that your penis wasn't doing it for her. It's just a different experience. And great sex is all about variety, switching things up, which is exactly what you're doing. So I think, Mike, you're doing everything right. How amazing that after 7 years together, 7-year itch, a lot of couples are like, eh, we're not having sex anymore. It's over. That she's trying a penis ring. Good for her. They're really fun because they go on your penis and they vibrate, like the Mio, the Jeju Mio is one of my favorites, and makes it even more orgasmic because it hits her clitoris, and I'm sure the vibrations feel good for you. So if you're really worried about it, I say go sex toy shopping. Go to a store near you, go to Good Vibes, and get some more toys so you can add in some diversity. Maybe you get her like a G-spot toy that you can insert, or you get like one of these wearable vibes, which is like, there's all these new technology now where you can actually control them, remote control via Bluetooth, like the Oh My Bod makes it, and Jeju's coming out with one. So, like, try new things. I think it's amazing. And don't stress on this. The next thing, penis extenders. Okay. He's talking about the big black penis extender that I gave as a joke to Mike Catherwood on Loveline. You remember that, Anderson? So Mike,
yeah, because it floated around from studio to studio.
He like carries it with him
months.
To like parties and stuff. So it was a joke because he sort of has an obsession with black penises, like Googling them online. But so I gave him one, and it is a penis extender that slides over your penis, and it can make your penis larger, like a big dildo, like it's silicone but with more girth. Again, if you want to try one of those, I've never tried it. I mean, you might want to just, I mean, maybe you could, she'll like that. You could try it. You could also just try using like a vibrator, like a, you know, like a G-spot insertable one. Like if you go to Good Vibes and you put like the, just inserting into it and see how that feels. But again, just because this penis extender that you put on felt different to her, we're talking different, not better, variety, you could try one. But let me just be clear here that when I say penis extender, there's other things. There's these penis extenders that are like stretchers, and you go online or like, oh, extend your penis. You know, it's like, can, you know, length and girth, and it's safe and it's natural and non-invasive. It's like, and the closest thing to penis surgery. It basically says that you're gonna, that your penis is gonna grow. That stuff is BS. So I think you're talking about the one that slides over your penis. But you know, you're already tripping on. See, here's the thing, Mike. I feel like you're too concerned that she's gonna like leave you for all this stuff. You guys are together 7 years, and she's having better sex. I feel like I'm giving you a thumbs up, and all roads point to your sex life exploding even more. So keep on doing what you're doing. Okay, dear Emily, I've been with my girlfriend for over a year now. Things are going great, and I love her. I recently found out how freaky she's willing to get in bed, and I love it. The thing is, I know some things she's done that I haven't experienced yet, and I would like to try them with her. But she now has the been there, done that attitude. How can I talk to her to let her know I'd like to try these things? Signed, Dave.
Like what? Does he give examples?
Well, he doesn't. This is why we have to start taking calls. Or like,
what a bitch.
I feel like a lot of. But this is the other thing. Okay, if you email me feedback@sexwithemily.com with your questions, tell me your age always and where you're from. That would help me. And also the kinky things. Like if you give more details, but don't make it longer. Just give me some details that would help me with these
concise
situations.
And to the point.
And then what I think we're going to start doing is actually scheduling some of these people to call into the show and ask the questions, or we'll start taking callers again if we have.
Yeah, I think the new studio might be able to do that.
But anyway, here's the deal. Good for you also, Dave, trying new things with your girlfriend. I love that she's willing to share your experiences with you and you're not judging her. Because think about it, Anderson. A lot of couples can't handle hearing about their partner's past.
Yeah, we always say on Loveline, more mystery, less history.
Exactly. And I actually typically advise against it because, you know, guys are never going to forget, especially the number conversation. Like, if you said you had sex with 12 guys, all he's thinking is, like, those 12 penises were inside the vagina.
I don't think girls have any idea. Like, I used to obsess about it. Like, I knew way too much about every single guy with some of these girls. It was disgusting.
They told you too much without asking?
I'm ashamed of myself. No, usually, like, and then it would be, like, a tooth that I kept, like, you know, messing with, like, a sore tooth. And I kept going back and asking more details and looking for stuff. I was, like...
It's like watching a train wreck.
I was, like,
an
a sexual...
train wreck.
Yeah. Like, I was a detective. It was bad. And for no reason. It did no good, but I was
car
just
crash.
Obsessed.
What do they say? Like watching like a trait. Like
I was
going to
say a sexual Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. No, I get it. So why do we all want to know? I mean, I understand if you're in a healthy relationship with someone who can handle it, you know, that's great. He's actually inspired by it. But there's a lot of people who I just think sex is not something you want to talk about on the first or second date. Like I did this crazy
thing. Well,
he
didn't say that necessarily.
No, they've been together. No, they're good. Over a year now.
Yeah,
I'm
but
glad.
Like she knows she's been down some kinky road. So obviously, he probably heard about it.
No,
somehow.
She told him. So I think it's great she's willing to share experiences and they excite him. So I think that's cool. He's not judging it and freaking out. But just because she's been there, done that, doesn't mean that like she's done with it. And he's insecure. Like she's been, I don't even know, I had kinky sex. She's been tied up in a dungeon.
He says that she's giving him that vibe, that like she doesn't want to.
But I don't
anymore.
Think it's true. I think that's his men. And women are very insecure about sex, as we can see. Like, you're insecure that you're not – you're already insecure that you're not going to perform, that you're not going to stay hard, that you're going to ejaculate too quickly. And now you're concerned that she's like, oh, yeah, been there, done that. But I can tell you, if she'd been there, done that, and she enjoyed it, she definitely wants to try it with you. So continue the discussion because this is such a good way for couples to, like, expand their sexual bucket list. So say, hey, you tried that. And then I think that you, Dave, should tell her some things that you've been wanting to try and just open up the conversation. are there things that you haven't done that you want to try together so you can experience new things together? And then regarding the things she's already done, you can let her know that, God, you know, when you told me about being tied up in that dungeon or whatever, you being tied up and blindfolded, that sounds so hot. I'm totally doing that to you Saturday night.
I don't know, though. Do you want to, like, take her back? Because now she's going to be thinking about the last time she did it with that other guy.
It's not exclusive. Just because one guy did something, it doesn't mean you can't do it again. And it's different with every partner.
Right. Like
every time you got a blowjob, was it different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Snowflakes.
Right? But no, what I'm saying is
she's been there, done that, but not with him.
So now she can never be tied up or have anal sex again or have sex outdoors because it was kinky. Like
it'd be like she went to Disneyland with her ex-boyfriend. She's like, I already been at Disneyland. I don't need to go again with you.
Dude, I've been to Mexico with every single boyfriend. I don't care.
That's Emily's Disneyland, Mexico.
Exactly. So if she's already done, you know, I believe she – and no two sexual experiences are alike. So I think if you want to educate on some more kinky stuff, you know, watch porn together, go shopping, listen to my podcast, buy my book, okay, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, which I never talk about anymore, but it's a really beautiful book that – and I say beautiful because the illustrations
are
cool. It
is a beautiful book.
But it's not intimidating. And you can just I keep saying literally. What's the word on Loveline that we
– Basically.
Basically, okay. Literally. You just open it to any page and be like, we should try that position tonight.
You stole that from me.
What?
I told you that's what I've done. With that book.
Oh, you did do that. No, but I've been saying that. But what page did you open to?
I'm not getting into details there, Ems. But what you do is you just have the book on your coffee table. You're like, all right, who wants to cut the deck tonight?
Yeah,
I'll cut the deck.
Yeah. And the pictures are amazing. The pictures are beautiful illustrations.
Beautiful
pictures, they're sensual, but they're not like, creepy.
They'd be creepy if they're framed on your wall.
I should frame them on my wall, my office.
If I went to a guy's house and he had those framed on his wall, I'd want to leave his house pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, it's a very inviting book. And if you buy it, it's like $13.
I love that book. It's a great book.
Oh, I'm so glad. Buy it from my website. Click on the banner on my website because then I get like 5 cents maybe. Just help me support what I'm doing. Okay, so I think you're all good
there. Insecure. No.
I did?
Buy it on your website because it helps support.
It helps support
you can make
my
another
show.
Book
I mean, you could
day.
Buy it on Amazon, but you could also buy it on my website. Yeah, I do want to make another book, and people do love it because we had it at the show on my table, and people were like, oh, my God. And it's just like, you know, you write it where you don't know, but you write a book, and your publisher promotes it, but, you know, they move on. But the book has been very successful, and it's beautiful. Okay. That's why I got a slur about my book. Dave, you're all good. This is interesting because the last two people are insecure about what their partners are going to think about their performance. And I just have to say that, you know, they're with you because they're turned on by you. And sex, again, should be expansive. And you guys can learn this together. And no woman is sitting there going, God, I hope he doesn't let me down tonight. He's really letting me down. She's just thinking I'm turned on. So don't worry about it. Sex is fun. Sex is fun. Hashtag sex is fun. Okay. Another email.
Let's do another email. You got time for another email.
Do I really? That's so awesome. Okay. Hello, Emily. I'm an older man, and porn really gets me in the mood. I love my wife. We've been married for 20 years, but the sex isn't as good with her as it is with myself when I watch porn. So I'm wondering if I should stop watching it. I view it once a day, and I use it to masturbate. When I have sex, the climaxes are not as intense as my masturbation orgasms. During intercourse, it takes me more than 20 minutes to orgasm, and my erection lasts for up to an hour after sex. Thank you, Will. Well, Will, you just presented the other thing on everyone's mind besides wording, and that's this, you know, the impact that porn is having on men right now who are, you know, we've always had porn since the beginning of time, and now it's everywhere, and there's so much of it that people keep raising the bar, and your brains are actually getting rewired to, like, the images that you're seeing, the graphic images that you can never replicate your sex life because there's not going to be 18 hot women with amazing makeup and fake boobs giving you a blowjob at once. It's probably just not going to happen, or whatever it is that you're into. So it's a great question, and so I just think that what you got to do is, how was the sex with your wife before the porn, and... You know, so was it good then? Because you asked me if he should stop watching it. And I want to know, would she be interested in watching it together? Because I often suggest that for couples that, you know, there is female-friendly porn. There's lots of different sites that she might be into and you could watch it together. And also, what if you introduce some new things? Because a lot of the porn is like the adrenaline, the excitement of watching new things that you're getting stimulated by. And so that's turning you on more. But what if you tried some toys in the bedroom or tried a massage candle or tried talking dirty. I mean, I know you're like 20 years. Blah, blah. Get over the part that it's awkward and that you've had sex the same way over and over again because it's not going to get any better than that. I mean, it's not going to get worse than where you're at now. It can only get better. So I think if you really believe that the porn watching is becoming a problem, you're no longer as hard, that you should try to masturbate without porn and also cut back on your masturbation time so you can get back to that feeling of craving sex with your wife, which is what you want. And so, you know, it's like mixing things up. It's like people ask me that about sex toys or when they masturbate. Like, is it okay that I use this toy? I mean, sure, it's fine if you get off that way, but it's like cross-training. You know, you like cross-train at the gym. You're like, oh, one day I'm going to work on my shoulders and I'm going to work. You got to work different muscles, different exercises. Like, don't – if you run every day, you won't be in good shape. So if you only masturbate the same way, I mean, you'll still have an orgasm, but try, like, tempering down the porn and then with your wife, bringing some of that into the bedroom. So cross-train sexually. That should be my next book.
Like left hand on this
damn,
day.
I just gave it away. So
right
yeah.
Right hand.
Right hand, left hand. What do you think? I mean,
hanging
guys,
upside down off the
that's
couch.
Why I always talk about the fleshlight, because I'm like, dudes, you guys do the same goddamn thing all the time with your masturbation.
Not when you get the fleshlight out there.
I know.
It's always different.
Exactly.
Hey, it's going to get worse, too, this whole porn thing.
I know. What are we going to do about it?
I mean, they got the virtual reality thing. It's like right around the corner.
Oh, I saw some things at the show. Yeah.
There was a movie from the 80s that freaked me out. It was supposed to be the future, and it was Christopher Walken was in it. And this guy actually died because he was doing the virtual reality thing, and he just had it on a loop, like for the part where he actually climaxed, and it killed him. And it freaked me out. It scared me.
No,
that was
good.
Before the internet, too.
Well,
when I was
exactly.
A little kid.
Well, now it's just like, it's just that the levels, guys are like, God, I could never watch this. And then they, right? And then it keeps suggesting more, and then you keep watching more and more porn, and your brain changes what turns you on.
I think it might be kind of good, though, in the long run. Might thin the herd a little bit. People might stop having so much sex and, you know, populating the earth.
Dude, just use protection. Are you serious? That is so everything I'm against.
I know, but still, it's kind of true.
It's not true at all.
Oh, if people wore goddamn protection. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but I think that, yeah, you're worried about the population. It already is dying. I feel like people are having fewer children than they used to, if that's really your concern. But the porn thing is not going to die down. And my concern about porn, too, is that, you know, that is how a lot of young people are learning to have sex now.
That's like where they're first seeing sex. I mean,
that's why everyone's
obsessed
with
squirting.
I'm a lot
older. That was the first time I ever saw sex was porn.
Right. And that's how you thought you should have sex. And I think I should just say this every show. That technically, because of what you see in porn, which is mostly geared towards men, is made to visually stimulate what guys want to see. So the way he's pounding on or doing if you look closely, it's like nowhere near her clitoris or her hot spots. It's not the way you should technically learn to do anything. I mean, you might be inspired by some things,
right.
But it's like, how is she screaming an orgasm when his penis is like 10 feet away from her clitoris? Like, what?
It'd be like if there was a basketball channel and it was like people just running with the ball and smashing into each other, and like it was like tackle basketball and no one dribbled. It's like, that's not how you play. It might be
exactly.
Exciting to watch it that way, but don't learn to play basketball.
That's why
that
I'm
way.
So conflicted. That's why I feel like kids, you know, and also Scarleteen is a great website if you want to learn like technical sex education or listen to my show. But I'm not going to like go off on anti-porn. But.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Anderson.
First time you ever saw sex, was it your vagina or was it somebody else's?
I don't even remember. I'm sort of I was very repressed. The first time I saw it was, I think, in porn. Yeah.
See, like, I've never thought about this before, but like, you know, I was born and raised in Southern California, so I can't remember the first time I saw the ocean. But I talk to people that moved out here in their teens, and they talk about how it was like such an amazing experience.
Right.
I can't remember. Like, it would be really cool if the first time I ever saw sex was like me. But
right,
it wasn't.
It was
strangers on a two-dimensional screen.
Exactly. I mean,
ruined.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember the first time I saw. I think it was some kind of like sketchy. It was one of those when they used to have it on HBO, and it was those like Emmanuel films where they were like fuzzy. You couldn't really get them.
Yeah, where it's like wavy porn, and then if you wait, like it'll freeze frame
and
for like
hot.
Half a second.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like, oh, I saw a nipple.
You're like,
I saw it.
And another thing I want to say about that, wait, something that you just brought up was porn and then – the first time I saw the ocean, I was in Florida when I was 7, and I remember, and it was a very moving experience, and I love the ocean. Just getting back to that. Okay, everyone, I love you. Anderson, how's your podcast this week? Film Vault, anything that we need to know about it?
Yeah, it was a really good one. We did a little preview for Sundance. Every year we talk about Sundance.
Oh.
And Sundance is going on actually right now this weekend, and we kind of highlighted some of the bigger films that are showing up. They're more interesting films that are showing up at
okay.
Sundance. Yeah,
cool. That's a good one. Okay, and Pretty Oddcast, Rune Kincaid, who also is working the Ustream here. You got to check out his podcast. And that's what I got for you. Everyone, follow me.
Yeah,
on.
I think his last one was actually about the Sexual Health
Expo.
He
came. Right.
Yeah, that's why he and Lindsay were there. It was not only to try and get it on with each other or other people, But to learn stuff,
they
do a podcast.
Sex already. Maybe that should be their next podcast. Okay, everyone. So please, if you want more sex information or just want to like laugh during the day and have a good time, follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is all Sex with Emily. And yeah, that's what I got for you. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, speaking of penises, I'm sure I was speaking of penises. Yeah, you got to know, 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation, or they just ejaculate a little bit before they want to. And the thing is, you don't have to. And there's also the orgasm gap. Women takes a little longer than men, well, a lot longer. The average woman can take anywhere between 20 and 40 minutes to orgasm. A guy, like 6 to 8 minutes. So how do you close that gap? Promescent. It is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. And it's a quickly absorbing delay spray, doesn't transfer to your partner, and you will last twice as long in bed as you do right now. You last 4 minutes, then you'll last 8 or 12 even. People are freaking out about this because it's changing their sex lives, and I know you all want to have better sex, so do it. Check out promescent.com. That's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T. Also, got to talk about Down Under Comfort because it was voted by Men's Health the number one product you didn't know you need. And it is emilyandtony.com. It's a product that we created because, you know, sometimes you sweat. You sweat in places you don't want to. Your balls, let's just say, your lower back, breasts, anywhere you sweat. You might use talcum powder, which is really carcinogenic and not good for you. And this is vegan and it's a cream to a powder and you'll smell amazing all the time. And you can just use it like every single day anywhere in your body where you just want to be fresh and clean. It doesn't even matter like if you – like I don't sweat that much. I smell – well, guess what? You're going to smell a lot better if you use this all over your body. I'm just saying. People loved it. That was a big thing this weekend that everyone got to try it. So Down Under Comfort is the best thing that you do not have yet. So buy it. EmilyandTony.com. Use coupon code EMILY and get 20% off your first order. Love you, everyone. Thanks for listening.